Good evening. My name is Audrey, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from shame, fear, and serious trust issues. Hey everybody, please join me in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just allowing me to be here tonight and to share your story of grace in my life. I pray, Lord, that you help me to get out of the way and just calm these nerves. And I pray for everyone here that you just soften their hearts and they hear what you want them to hear. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I grew up in a house where my mother read her Bible, and I had a book of Bible stories for children, but I began attending church regularly when I was old enough to drive. I was a stubborn child, but even through my stubbornness, God reached me. In the summer after high school, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe that God loved me, but that love was based on my good works. If I was good, God would love me, a conditional love based on my performance. I now know that was foolishness, for Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 states, "For it is by grace you have been saved, by faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." I wish I could say that I've been faithfully following him ever since, but alas, that is not my story. I was young, and as I mentioned, stubborn. I loved the Lord, but I had no community in my life. I was heading off to college with my priority being to explore my newfound freedom after such a strict upbringing. As you can imagine, it was a recipe for disaster. Trials came, and I did what was right in my own eyes, such as getting lost in popularity and busyness, drinking heavily to self-medicate, driving under the influence, seeking importance by chasing after degrees and certifications, and lying to myself that I never wanted to get married. So why not have sex? All this led me to falling further and further from the Lord. But never did he leave me. After this deplorable behavior, God began to draw me back to him. A friend invited me to Watermark, but that whole stubborn trait reared its ugly head, and I didn't agree immediately. Thankfully, she was persistent, and after a year and a half, I attended an Easter service. Within a year, I was attending regularly and in a community group. Thankfully, this is where God began to transform me and clue me into my sinful nature. I was raised in a family that was so private. Not only did we keep secrets from everyone else, we kept them from each other. This made sharing in group a very foreign and difficult endeavor for me. I had no idea how to be authentic with others. I was a chameleon that could hide in any situation. I controlled what others knew about me, never giving anyone the full picture, for it was something that I could not face myself. And I had read a few verses, but never had I sat down and truly studied the Bible. I had been doing Christianity on my own terms for so long. Add to that my serious trust issues, and I was a hot mess. I wanted to quit my community group, and my leader wanted to kick me out. It's true. But thankfully, God is bigger than both of us, and I'm happy to report that 7 years later, we are still in community group together and have a blessed friendship. It was not easy, but somehow I made my way to regeneration. Well, at least for a few weeks. My serious trust issues led me to believe that since all the girls I had made friends with in those 5 weeks got placed into a group, and I had not gotten placed, then I did not need regen. I would fix myself. I thought, I don't need anyone. I can do this on my own. I will show them. Thankfully, the Lord continued to pursue me and gave me a thirst for his word for the first time. I began to read my Bible and journal daily and began to be open to his plan for my life. One night I went to support a community group member as she shared her testimony at Regen. And I knew it was time for me to surrender and to give Regen another shot. So the next Monday I called my community group leader and told her I needed a reason to not go to Regen. But of course, she joined me there instead. I remember being so nervous because I knew this is where the Lord wanted me. And based on my previous track record, I was fearful that I would fail him. But to my surprise, I was mistaken. God used this moment to introduce Shelter from the Storm, Watermark's sexual abuse ministry, into my life. I was recovering from shame, and it was a crippling shame indeed. I can only share surface stuff about myself. Anything deeper, and I was a mess of tears within the first sentence. I could count on one hand the people that I trusted, the fear of being known, the shame of my past, and my trust issues were battling against my sharing. But by God's grace, I managed to get out a few audible words. Based on my behavior, the leader asked if sexual abuse was a part of my past. The tears that streamed down my face gave her the answer. I was so ashamed and fearful that others would find out, and went to great lengths to keep my secret hidden. It took some time to learn that the abuse was not my fault. My worth was not based on the verbal abuse that was endured, and that God understood and redeemed my pain and premature loss of innocence. Slowly, I was able to open up, be vulnerable, and begin to get in touch with my feelings instead of suppressing them and pretending I was always happy and that nothing bothered me. I was able to share with others and love myself, but I still struggled with learning to trust. I knew I struggled with trusting the Lord, but also knew that He was indeed teaching me to trust Him. The night I prayed and surrendered control to the Lord is the same night my coach suggested I give Regen another try after our shelter group finished. A year and a half later, I headed back to Regen. This time around, I was actually sharing an open group. Still a mess of tears, but I was able to get out full sentences. I could see now that God had a plan the whole time, and He was directing my steps. He knew that I needed to address my past, so that I could learn to be open and share in a safe environment. He wanted me to address those deep-seated trust issues that were the core of my discontentment. In the Regen curriculum, there were a lot of penetrating questions that helped me to see how God had been and was still at work in my life. In the Regen curriculum, there are a lot of penetrating questions that helped me to see how God had been and was still at work in my life. I loved doing the homework. I loved attending Regen and hearing the testimonies and listening to the other girls, but I still hated sharing about myself. I remember then when it was my turn, I would not look up but read directly from my book. The shame was still there, so there was always a tissue box nearby. I still struggle with trust so much that I never really bonded with the others enough to properly align myself with an accountability group. This seemed to be an all too familiar pattern, and I was once again left wondering, what's wrong with me? But this time I knew the answer. I was struggling with trusting God fully. During my time in Regen, God showed me that I was still struggling with the shame because I did not trust Him enough to love me. Don't get me wrong. I believed in God wholeheartedly and knew that He loved others so much that He could forgive their sins. But I still believed that I was worthless. The little girl inside of me was still so very scared and had not figured out it was safe to come into the light. So she was still hiding. I still had not been able to accept His free will of grace for my life, and I was keenly unaware of this fact. Looking back through my books, I know in step 5 I was praying to be able to accept His forgiveness of my sins, and by step 10, He had answered my prayer. I was thankful that I was able to accept His forgiveness of my sins, and ultimately, His free will of grace in my life. Inventory was painful, because I suppressed my feelings the majority of my life, and it felt as if I was experiencing the pain of decades of hurts and resentments for the first time. And the thought of confessing it kind of made me want to vomit. But the process of confessing proved to be just what the scared little girl inside of me needed to realize that the light is where we want to be. Having others pray for us and helping to bear our burdens. So after 3 years of recovery, I was finally able to see myself as God sees me, his precious daughter that he redeemed with the blood of Christ on the cross. I mean, I had heard it. I had even said it, but never understood that I had been choosing to believe a lie over God's truth. God's relentless pursuit of me, unmatched kindness, insurmountable patience, and unending love reminded me of my favorite verse, the one that truly speaks volumes to me and has kept me going so many times. The verse is Romans 8, 37 through 39, and states, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He made me a conqueror because he loved me enough to never give up on me, despite me." Well, if it took me a couple of decades to trust a perfect God, you could imagine that I got nowhere close to being able to trust his imperfect people in that same time frame. But still, it came as a total shock to me when members of my community group told me that I acted as if I did not trust them. It felt even worse when I realized they were right. I was having a very hard time trusting that they were for me, and hence was still finding it difficult to be totally open and honest. I was still very guarded. I thought, how is this possible? I have been in recovery for 2.5 years. I should be fixed by now. But then I remembered that this is but a journey. We will never be totally fixed in this life, and I was thankful that God had surrounded me with women that would be honest with me, help to refine me, and ultimately help me to become the woman he intended me to be. While I was going through Regen, my leaders encouraged me to consider leading a group when I was done. At first, I was hesitant, but I remembered that God is able to use me even when I am weak. Then I remembered that leadership meant sharing my testimony in front of a ton of people. A feeling of wanting to vomit came back again. While I believed I was ready this time around, I was still fearful. I prayed fervently and asked the Lord to guide my steps, to make it clear to me if this is where he wanted me to serve, and to trust that when the time came, he would give me all that I needed to facilitate the group in a God-honoring way, and the courage to share his story of grace in my life. I'm glad to report that God came through in major ways. This past year of Regen has been such a blessing, and I feel like I learned so much. It was not perfect, but the relationship with my co-leader was good, and getting to watch an amazing group of ladies be transformed, encouraged, hold each other accountable, and genuinely grow to love and respect each other was like being front row center of the best show on earth. I learned quite a few things about myself as well. I need to stay firmly planted in his word, for apart from God, I can do nothing. Well, nothing good at least. It is so easy to fall back into patterns of old behavior, and I discovered I was deceiving myself, suppressing my feelings again, lying to myself that everything was okay, instead of taking the time to feel my feelings, explore them, and keep short accounts. Instead, I let them fester, and when a minor incident occurred, it quickly escalated into a huge blow-up because I was negatively interpreting everything. Mind you, I had no idea I was deceiving myself. I truly thought I had forgiven the perceived trespasses against me. But as we worked through the issue, it quickly became clear that I was holding on to pain and resentments. I'm glad to say that I did not go with my first instinct to run, but instead allowed God to use this conflict to strengthen some relationships. I've struggled with depression in the past, but this last year, I noticed that it occurs less frequently. I now feel safe to reach out to my community group, ask for prayer, and feel as if I have help to carry my burdens, which has helped tremendously to shorten the frequency and duration of the episodes. I understand now that when I let go of all the pain and resentments and make amends with others, that our relationships are so much better. I can especially see this in my relationship with my mother. This past summer, I was home helping her during a very difficult time, and God allowed me to be his hands and feet to her, serving her and being a light to truth. God gave me the words to say from the from the words he wrote on my heart, his truth. And somehow this opened the door for me to later encourage my mother with scripture. Needless to say, I was deeply grateful for God had answered yet another prayer. I'm also thankful that I feel free from the bondage of shame, and that I am learning that I do not have to be guarded, for God is sovereign over all things and is for me. He is teaching me that I'm already under the ultimate protection, his protection. I truly hope that you are as amazed by God as I am. To take a woman who could not utter a complete sentence about herself without becoming a mess of tears, and to transfer her into someone who is nervously excited to share his story of grace in her life with you all is what God does. If there's one thing I want you all to hear tonight, it is that God never left me. Instead, he stayed with me through all my craziness and taught me how to trust him. I hope you allow him to do something equally as wonderful in your life, because he loves you and he is more than able. Thank you.